Scott, it's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
Oh, the horror, the horror. Hey, everybody, it's time to drink some red rum and journey to Camp Crystal Lake, and welcome to this week's Terrifying Geek Survey. My name's Jay Stu, and seated here at the Geek Roundtable are the host of a brand new segment on We Got the Geek called We Got the Horror. Look for that segment soon, or it may have already aired by the time you hear this survey. So let me introduce the architect of tonight's survey. It's actually the second survey he's ever written. Our very own creeper and all-around awesome dude, Mr. Ryan McNabb.
Thanks, Jay. I mean, you've got me addicted now to writing these surveys, so I look forward to more.
And also taking part in the survey tonight is a great human being who was actually kind enough to let us have a meeting at her house when we came up with the idea for We Got the Geek. Welcome to Tressa the Shadow Rogue.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. And last but not least, also making her We Got the Geek debut, ready to kick some sparkly vampire ass, it's Mara. So, Ryan, take it away, sir.
Yes, sir. Definitely you guys are going to enjoy the questions. I actually had fun writing these up, so. And may even ask Jay a few, even though he didn't get a chance to review, but it's to sort of test his vampire knowledge. So, I know I mentioned this on our vampire theme podcast is, what was your guys' first vampire film that you watched?
Mine was Nosferatu.
Okay.
I have no idea. I would say probably Interview with the Vampire, because that was
okay, a good movie to start with.
I was about eight when I seen that, so eight or nine.
Oh wow, yeah. That's making me feel old. But mine, like I said before, is Lost Boys. And again, I recommend that movie, and I still don't think they sparkled in that one, but Trista's going to have to make me watch it again, which, no big deal. That's going to be like my 30th time.
It's okay. You can come over. We'll watch it together.
Jay, what about you? I know you didn't necessarily watch the movies, but
I don't remember my first vampire movie, but I remember I saw a vampire on Buck Rogers. It was a space vampire.
Yeah.
No joke. It scared me. It was trying to kill Wilma, Erin Gray.
Well, it may not be a film, but at least it's on TV, right? So, Okay. Second question, guys. Out of the three movies we did review tonight, which movies would you think would be realistic if vampires were considered real today?
Oh, wow. Well, definitely Buffy because of the cheese factor. I don't think so. They were a little bit too much. Obviously, Twilight is probably the most believable just because it's a realistic scenario, I guess. An Interview with a Vampire is so old-fashioned, but I would almost like to think that vampires have been living forever and ever, and the more vampires that are out there, they're probably laughing at us, thinking, oh,
yeah,
they're funny, they know nothing.
Yeah, I think Interview with a Vampire is probably the way I would go on that one.
Yeah, see, that was my same thinking. I mean, yes, they have fangs, but like I said, that's where most of us have this misconception that all vampires have fangs, which is not the case. But no, I also went with that as well. That was funny. All three picked the same thing. Nice.
We like that movie.
Yeah.
Now, I know we sort of briefly touched upon, I don't know if it was off air, that you said you wish they wouldn't do, but if they were to remake Interview with a Vampire, which actors would you...
Oh. I don't know.
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, the casting, strange as it was at the time, was actually very well done.
Yeah.
I can't even... Yikes.
Steve and I had a hard time. Like, I even went through the IMDb's, like, top or up-and-coming actors, and although a lot of the actors are good, it's just I can't see them in these... Like, I would even consider them iconic roles now, right? So...
Just the thought of remaking it, just...
It's bound to happen.
It gives me the creeps. I can't do it. No.
But, no, this is one I actually also found a hard time myself. Just, again, there are actors that probably could pull it off. It's just... It would have to be done just to see it, right?
Yeah.
If they were to do a remake of the Buffy, the Vampire Slayer, which I think that is in the process. I don't know how, if it's going to go through or not. Which actress could you see playing the role? I was able to pick, based off what I would think, based off their acting.
Who did you pick?
Well, I picked Jennifer Lawrence, because I can see her playing like the action killing staking vampires. My next one would be Chloe Grace Moretz. I can see her.
But I would rather have it. I know that I would rather have it more geared towards the TV show kind of atmosphere than the really. It's so awesomely cheesy that I would be scared that it would all of a sudden go from cheese to bad.
Yeah, which could happen. I mean, again, I don't know if the remake is going to go through, but it's not even going to have Joss Whedon in that, right? So, but those are the actresses. I mean, there's probably more actresses, but that's who
if I they can did see. Sirius, yeah, Chloe, she'd be pretty good.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think I brought this up, but it was one of my questions. Can you guys name the first vampire film made?
You said it was something that
something
nobody
from knew. 1921.
Okay, it is from 1921. It's called Dracula's Death. Apparently it was an unlicensed Hungarian adaptation. It is the first known film appearance, and from what I did some research on, it says the film is lost, unfortunately. So, which is unfortunate, because it would have been cool to sort of see that first film. I think the one after that was Nosferatu.
It was Nosferatu, which has a lot of controversy if you've ever seen Shadow of the Vampire.
That's the one with William Dafoe.
Yeah, about a vampire pretending to be human, pretending to be a vampire.
But no, I thought that was kind of interesting. Especially that you got to figure as long as vampires have been around, right? Especially in literature.
Definitely.
What is your guys' favorite vampire film? We've already mentioned mine on numerous occasions, and I tried to convince Kath to watch it as well, but due to a certain actor, I don't think it scares her, so. But mine is Lost Boys, if you guys couldn't guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said mine was Interview with the Vampire, so.
Okay.
So I picked it.
I actually don't have a favorite. I can really say I don't have a favorite vampire movie.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember I've worn out the actual VHS on The Lost Boys before I upgraded to the DVD, so you know it's one of those things. It's just as bad as I remember my sister watching Adventures of Babysitting over and over.
Oh, yes.
And literally wore that movie. Went out through two tapes, so. But yeah, I could literally watch that movie. In fact, I picked up a Blu-ray version, so. Okay, you're like this one. What is the worst vampire film you have seen?
Mine is a wonderful little movie called Ankle Biters. Their slogan is 3 feet tall, 2-inch fangs. It is about dwarf vampires in the middle of nowhere who are portrayed as gangsters. There is absolutely no budget. The sound quality is horrible. The acting is horrible. The only budget I could see was the little planes and vehicles that they decided to use as props. And I have to say, I ended up turning it off because I didn't think it was ever going to end.
Wow.
It was that bad. And I don't usually turn off a movie, and I watch a lot of really bad horror movies. And it was that bad.
Wow. That's...
And I own it, so you guys can all enjoy.
Oh my gosh.
I'd watch it, just... I want to see the...
You have to see really the beginning of it, at least. It is... The sound quality is just beyond amazing. I mean, somebody screaming, you can't hear in front of you, but somebody doing something in the background you're not supposed to hear, you can hear quite clearly.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's solid.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's a tough one, though. Like... There's been quite a few movies that have been kind of not very good. I can't say there's one specifically that I thought was, like, the worst of all time. I said Blood Rain. That wasn't on air. But, yeah, that was a terrible, terrible movie. And they made three of them, but I know it was off a video game.
Yeah.
I only watched the first one, and I hated it. And I couldn't believe I sat through it.
It'd be curious to know what the DVD sells, because for them to make three movies, you would think there'd have to be a fan base.
That's what you would think, right? Maybe it's the video game fan base. I don't know.
Yeah.
It must be something.
I'd have to rewatch it, because it's been so long since I've even seen those movies.
Yeah, just the first one.
I probably haven't.
It was bad. I mean, Bordello of Blood, the Tales from the Crypt.
Okay.
I love that one.
Did you really?
Dennis Miller, man.
That is another cheesy one. That's why
it was
just...
It was too cheesy for me.
Let it be.
Yeah,
I know.
True.
Yeah.
Let it be the cheese. Yeah.
See, I'm usually not that into cheesy horror movies. But, yeah.
Well, I guess
I wasn't a fan of that.
Well, one of the films that we were going to review was Vamp U. It's a 2013 film. That had definitely has some cheese factor. And it's just reading off, like, the IMDb. Wayne Gretzky, no relation, is a vampire who can't grow up grow his teeth. It's because he killed his girlfriend, Mary Lipinski. And so you see him killing his love, and then fast forward to today, she's a vampire, but had a daughter with this other guy who he actually had relations with, turns her into a vampire. Oh, it's really bad.
Was there a point in his name being Wayne Gretzky?
You know what? Other thing for just having the humor in it, and we gotta figure, like, Wayne Gretzky, I think, is, like, 1700, so they're trying, like,
We're gonna have to do some bad horror.
I'm sure there's way worse, because I don't usually watch, when I see something that looks bad, I don't usually watch it, so.
I do.
This one had your typical, your sorority houses.
Okay, so your typical, maybe trying too hard kind of vampire
movie? Yeah, it kind of was. I mean, there were some funny moments, but nothing. Like, I think I stopped a couple times. I finished it because, I want to see it to the end, right? But yeah, so that would be the movie I would say it would probably be the worst. I mean, there's probably others out there that we'll eventually review.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Join author Stephen Lancaster and Terry Cody as they dive deep into the minds of serial killers, uncover conspiracies, reveal X-Files, and explore a preponderance of evidence suggesting we are not alone. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, only on the Paranormal A Radio Network.
Next question. What are the top three vampire flicks you can watch over and over? Now, three might be for Tressa anyways. You don't have a necessary favorite, but...
I don't have a favorite, but I can watch Interview with a Vampire, Bram Stoker's Dracula. I do like... Yeah, it is hard, because I watch so many of them. I don't know. Yeah, definitely those two I do watch over and over. Those are two staples that you should be watching at least twice a year.
Yeah.
Should.
Yeah. You, Mira?
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, I mean, Bram Stoker's Dracula, that's really good. And Interview with the Vampire, obviously. I don't know. I like the Twilight series. I mean, I would sit down and I'd watch those. I would totally watch
them. That's okay.
I would watch them all and I don't even care.
It's like, doesn't matter what anyone says.
I don't even care if bad acting. I just like the love story.
Well, that's good. No, that's okay. Mine, I mean, again, Lost Boys, Bram Stoker's Dracula, and Blade. The first Blade.
The first one was good.
Yeah, the first one was
But it's one of those things where, I said before, is even the movie could be bad, I still want to get the collection. Just so you have it, right?
Yeah.
So,
downfall.
Yeah, I know. It is. I mean, plus it's going to cost you money for something you don't really like.
Dude, I like the other two Blade movies.
Wow, really?
I thought Ryan Reynolds was awesome in that third one.
Yeah, I'm sure if Kath was here, she sees Ryan Reynolds.
I do enjoy
awesome
Ryan Reynolds.
Didn't he kill some poodles in that? That was pretty cool.
I've never seen the third one.
So I guess poodles should not be in vampire movies.
Well, maybe Ryan Reynolds for the next Lestat?
No. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. When you said that and she said nobody could play anyone, I was thinking in the back of my mind. I was like... Ryan Reynolds, maybe Ryan Gosling. Like, who would I like to see shirtless?
Ooh, Ryan Gosling. Yeah,
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
No.
The Leslie Nielsen remake.
No, just serious as was that.
No,
Will Ferrell.
No.
Adam Sandler.
Thank Big Baby Jesus. Oh my God.
I just watched Hotel Transylvania. Adam Sandler as Dracula. Hilarious.
I actually enjoyed that movie.
It's a cute movie.
Yeah.
It took me like probably two or three times to watch it, but my 2-year-old is obsessed with it right now, as with Paranorman. So I'm steering him the right way.
Nice. Now this was the last one. It's funny that you brought up in our last podcast regarding like the abilities that Bram Stoker's Dracula had. If you were a vampire, what power would you have? So, turn into mist, turn into a bat, turn into a wolf, hypnotize people, or all of the above? And obviously, if you had a choice, obviously all of the above would...
Would obviously be the best, because it's fun. I'd be able to hypnotize people.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. See, Those are my three options. There's so many other things you could do.
Well, there's four.
Well, yeah, okay, what is it? Okay, like, yeah, the mist and then...
Mist, bat,
yeah.
Wolf, hypnotize people, or all of the above.
But I want to have, like, mind reading, like, Edward or something. That's not an option.
This is only from Dracula.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with hypnotizing then, just because that's cooler than taking on a bat form and being an animal.
Actually, I was going to say the hypnotizing, because that would be, like... Jedi mind trick, pretty much.
Jedi mind tricks.
Yes, it finally works. I just had to become the undead to get it.
Just go to the bank and be like, I would like some money, please.
But that's it for the geek survey for the questions, but we do have a speed round.
Bring it on.
And again, Jay, you're more than welcome, even though I know you didn't really watch some of the films, but Lestat or Louis?
Lestat.
Louis.
I have to say Lestat.
Whatever.
Now, I'm definitely not talking about looks, but I'm obviously from your guys. Laughter would be...
I don't like whiny.
That's Brad Pitt.
What was me?
I don't like Brad Pitt either, so
like
we're
Brad
good.
Pitt?
I don't like Tom Cruise either, but in that movie...
I don't like Tom Cruise.
I would rather go...
We have to off the actors, though. We have to base it off the
I like Lestat. I like Psycho.
Yeah. So, Louis?
I'm sticking with Louis on this one.
Jay, did
which,
you even
which,
see the movie? This
which
is an interview
one,
with the vampire.
I saw it 19 years ago. Which one was Christian Slater?
he was the interviewer.
Yes, he was.
That's funny. Buffy Summers or Blade? And in contact, like, against each other.
Blade
had Whistler. Blade.
Yeah.
Buffy's got too much of a conscience.
It depends. Are we talking about, like, early Buffy? Or...
You're talking about the movie, right? Because that's what we were
well, just the character itself, not necessarily... Because if you go based off the movie, then Hellblade. Like, just watching the movie and plus reading the comics, yeah, Blade, I mean, Whistler did was pretty badass with his tools, so... Team Edward or Team Jacob? And I'm not going to answer this because I'm not really Team...
No, you're answering.
No,
you have to answer. I like vampires more than werewolves.
So Team Edward.
Yeah.
Are we basing this off of vampire and werewolf? Or are we
well,
basing
based this
off
like
of
the werewolf,
the
versus...
like the actual characters.
Go for characters.
I guess it would, at this point, go for characters.
I would say Jacob. Even though I love vampires more than werewolves, I think in the book I like Jacob better.
I like Edward.
Based off the characters, I have to say Edward, just because of Jacob being like he was like too like your mind type of thing. That's what I found. Edward was sort of like this, but he wasn't like.
I'm just enjoying you watching.
Sick I don't know what else to say. It's like, go Team Edward. Yeah. I don't know. That's but if I'm being forced to say Team Edward, Jay.
I've never seen them.
Oh,
but Edward is dreamy.
I don't think he is actually. I didn't think he was that attractive in the guy.
I hate
Edward.
Them both equally.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I have said that?
Wait,
we're all Team Edward.
Which one
team
was the Edward. Werewolf? Taylor Lautner?
Yes, that's why I said Team Jacob.
He was in that Lava Boy and Shark Girl movie. I'll give it to him.
That's a good way to
But he wasn't abducted.
Wow. The Count from Sesame Street or Edward? And Jay, this is where you're going to need to insert laugh track here.
The Count from Sesame Street.
Yeah, come on. You can't. It's the Count from Sesame
I have to
Street.
I say the Count. And
I'll go with the Count.
Did he ever suck anyone's blood on Sesame Street?
No.
So.
He was just the Count.
That would have been cool.
I'll have to repost it in the group, but I did. I think it was.
That might have been what happened to Mr. Hooper.
Oh my gosh. You're right.
There's a picture an artist drew where it was the Count punching out Edward. Like, I laughed my ass off. I'll try to find it for the group again. Okay, for Buffy's. Buffy from the movie or Buffy from the TV show?
TV show.
Just, I like that one.
I like the darker version of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot more developed, too. You only had an hour and a half of the show. But
no, true. We
movie.
Had 8 years.
Yeah, but
for the TV
definitely
show.
The show was just so much better, I found.
Now, Interview with the Vampire novel or movie? Now, I know you haven't had a chance for the novel, but...
I'm going to go with movie, only because I like Anne Rice, but I find her very... tiresome.
Yeah. See, I had a hard time because I enjoyed the movie, but I also like the novels. But for just more entertainment value, I'd say the movie.
Yeah.
Lestat or Edward?
Oh, that's a harder one.
Now, we're talking about not like who do you like the best, like as far as in a fight, because if you look at the abilities.
If you look at the abilities, I would actually go with Edward, but Lestat's crazy, so who knows.
Like, I'd have to say Edward, knowing, like, when you look at the additional abilities, like, Lestat obviously had mind reading, and obviously through further on in the books, becomes a lot more powerful. But, I mean, just Edward in itself, with what he can do, obviously, in the movies, he was the fastest.
He was the fastest, he had read minds, and... But he had a conscience. See, anybody who has a conscience might not win. So I'd probably go with Lestat if it was a fight. Okay.
That would be interesting if that ever did happen. Like, especially at one point in the books, Lestat. Because if you figure...
Crazy is crazy. Blood,
then it would be, yeah.
Crazy is crazy. And unfortunately, anybody who has a conscience, it always gets in the way.
Now, this has to apply more to you guys since you've read the books and the movies. But Twilight novels or movies?
Novel.
Novel.
No doubt.
Okay. Okay.
Way better.
But that's that definitely ends the speed round. I don't know which... I hope you guys like the questions.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
They're nice. That's,
I know Jay could answer some of them, but but there goes the definitely We Got the Geek horror survey.
Cool.
So, had fun writing them up.
You did great, man. And thank you to you for writing it up, and thanks to Tressa and Mara for being here. And we're looking forward to more horror segments from you guys.
Oh, definitely.
And don't forget to check us out on iTunes and Twitter and Facebook, and click like on our page because it's awesome when the likes go up.
It is awesome. Like that.
Ryan, your Facebook group again?
It is Artium, or you can search by Artium Graphics.
Cool. All right, folks, until next time, stay clear of werewolves that look like Taylor Lautner. At least have Daryl Dixon with you if they're going to run into him. And as always, We Got the Geek.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.